She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for being here. Gosh, I am feeling imperfectly. No, wait a minute. Perfectly imperfect. And that's why I want to welcome my first guest, Rebecca Scritchfield. Thank you for coming back. You're such an excellent guest.
Well, I'm excited to be here and talk about how we can all be a little bit less perfect.
Yeah, and live a little bit more. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, I always say that I do think that this is the information age, but I actually really think it's kind of the misinformation age. And I actually not only see my own head spinning, I see all of my people around me, my patients, my people, my family, their head spinning with, you know, how to do this, how to do that, sort of the hate debate when it comes to opposing opinions on things. And I feel like it just kind of contributes to us being paralyzed in a sense. And I feel like we got to live a little bit more, you know, get into our own inner worlds and live a little bit more and be exactly what you say, which is being okay with being imperfect.
Yeah. And like really kind of stop the madness of getting in our own way. You know, I had a client that just today was like, you know, I'm just waiting for that time when like life is just going to be calm and everything's going to be fine. And I looked at her, I'm like, yep, when you're dead, you know, and we had a laugh, but she really had this epiphany where like, you know, I'm getting in my own way because I'm waiting for the perfect time to get the perfect amount of exercise,
right.
You know, or if I can't eat that perfect kale salad, that everything is so black and white that she's like, I'm getting in my own way. And it just really inspired me to, you know, want to bring to light this fact that, like, you know, perfectionists never really reach their goals. And really, when you're striving for perfection, it's actually you're looking at meeting other people's expectations of you. And you said it. What you really got to do is live a little and look at your own desires for self-improvement without trying to be perfect.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing, too, I think it's a great point that brings to mind is that, well, we only have our projections, right? And so whatever we're thinking that other people are expecting from us, because it's, you know, if you look at it that way, it's truly a 100% inside job. You know, if we can just harness all of that energy, that external locus of control that we put out there and bring it in and get curious about it and really muddle over it and spend, you know what, Rebecca, one of the things that I think we lack a little bit in our society is spending some contemplative time with tough subjects, especially things that we desire, you know, like just thinking about stuff, just contemplating, being still and mulling it over, not mulling in a bad way, but really just being with it from an internal locus of control. So you harness that power. So you get to set your to-do list. So you get to set your dreams and desires, and you get to set the timeline for when all of these things happen and you're okay with it.
Yeah. It's funny. You're making me think we're too busy to push pause. You know, we would push pause, but we're too damn busy. And that's a separate interview. I think just talking about the busyness is very toxic. But you're absolutely right. And, you know, in that idea of looking inside, that'll be another thing a client will tell me. It's like, you know, like when I ask them, well, what would you tell your best friend or what would you tell your sister? You know, and it's like, oh, for other women, they're allowed to have the shorter workouts. They're allowed to have the imperfect, you know, piece of pizza at dinner and this and that. But, you know, there's something like a special set of rules for me. I'm not allowed these things, you know, some sort of special genetics. And I look at them, I'm like, no, there's no special rules for you. This is not about willpower. This is about, like what you said, kind of taking a pause and stopping and to see that choices, and in reality, in our busy lives, we have lots of opportunities to be healthy and strong and take good care of ourselves, but we can't just phone it in waiting for that perfect ideal thing to come, because we're missing all these little colorful opportunities in between that actually add up to a lot of health and happiness. It just might not be that perfect thing.
Right. Well, at least our projection of perfect. And I think it's such a great point. And I think it's really important for folks to kind of take a look at that. And once again, whatever we sort of portray or project as perfect, I think there's an opportunity there as well to get curious about that. Like, what do you really want? You know, what is it? Is it deeper? What is it? The security? Is it the acceptance? I mean, certainly I always kind of joke and laugh at myself, but I joke with my patients that, you know, when we get down to, I mean, look, people come in to my office for all sorts of things. I mean, anywhere from, you know, deep rheumatoid arthritis, other autoimmune conditions, hormonal imbalances, you know, you name it. Just and a lot of times, I mean, I would say 99% of the time, we always get to a place where we're talking about something that has to do with more of the emotion, more of the psychosocial, spiritual aspect of things. It's and I think it's so important that people kind of just take a look at that and who they are. There's so much coming at them. There's so much coming at us. And I think it's mind-numbing at times. And that's part of our problem. And I think that's the effect. We get numb to it. We get numb. And then we can't really function on our own behalf at all.
Well, and a lot of times I feel that women aren't even aware of the societal expectations. You know, like, it's our societal expectation to already be thin or using all available resources on our appearance. Got to have the perfect hair and makeup. Got to have the best outfit. We do what I call, and I didn't make this up, I've heard it, but I've stolen it, compare and despair, right? Where we're always comparing ourselves to others. Seeing, you know, if we don't measure up, then, you know, we're drinking from a big bucket of suck and we feel inadequate. And it's really a toxic and vicious cycle because it gets in our self, the way of our self-esteem, our self-worth, that which impacts our self-compassion. And, you know, to your point in the beginning about pausing and slowing down and think about, what is this really about? What is it that we really want? It's less about trying to fit in. That would be perfectionism, trying to fit in others' expectations. It's more about finding where we belong. And I got that from Brené Brown, who I think is a wonderful, wonderful thought leader, and just really making those connections to people that you belong with. And they're not going to judge you. They're going to say, hey, great job, you know, that you got a piece of fruit and as a snack. And, you know, they're not going to judge your candy bar either. And we can't be our own inner critics and judges.
No, I completely agree with you on all of those points, Brené Brown, especially. She really is a thought leader. I mean, it just... I think one of the first things I heard from her, and like you, the compare and despair, I love that. And you're right, it turns into a vicious cycle, because when we start feeling hard feelings, I think, of despair and defeat, what do we do to try to get out of them, especially if we don't have a tolerance for them? We usually engage in behaviors that are counterintuitive to exactly what we want, right?
So today sucks, so let's eat a whole carton of ice cream, and that'll make it better.
Yeah, and then we wake up and it's all going to happen again. We got to help people, I think, stop that by being a little bit gentle. But Brené Brown, oh my gosh, because you know, a lot of times when I go out and lecture, I make sure that most of the things that I say are backed by, especially with natural medicine, I think it's important to kind of give a backbone to the movement and provide as much evidence-based research as possible. But I think that I'm hoping I'm not going to screw this up, but one of the things that Brené said, because she's a huge researcher, right? Is that it's, you know, the research and stories, they're just data with a soul. Stories are just data with a soul. And I love that, because, you know, more than not, what really translates with my patients in telling research-oriented things, and also with my participants as lecturing, it is just that story, because I think we all relate to the story and the human story. You know, it's like that humanness, which human, I don't think it's 60 seconds here, but gosh darn it, you and I, we just could talk forever. And that's why I'm so glad you keep coming back and back and back. But listen, human is very close to humility. And I think that's what it's all about. Yes?
I love that. You know, it's like, I'm human, you're human, humans make mistakes, and it's okay. And I think humility is absolutely a trait we could all cultivate more of, with a sense of self-compassion, and that will help us reduce our perfectionistic tendencies. You know, look at it as what is the least you can do, and start there.
Yes. All right. Once again, the lovely Rebecca Scritchfield, thank you so much. We're going to have her back every other week. You bring such beautiful, gentle information, and I think we all need it. This is Dr. Holly Lucille, Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.